lines, hobgoblin nor foul fiend can daunt his spirit. He knows he at the end shall life inherit. Then fancies fly away. He'll fear not what men say. He'll labor night and day to be a pilgrim. So this is what's before us now, the laboring night and day to be a pilgrim. Now, Bunyan describes for us here the parameters of the battle. And two things emerge. One is that the battle between Apollyon and Christian is set in a much larger conflict, a much larger orbit. I am an enemy to this prince. I hate his person, his laws and people. I am come out on purpose to withstand you, he says. You see, his enmity isn't just against Christian. His enmity is against the prince whom Christian now serves, the prince of this place. This is a battle not between Christian and Apollyon. This is a battle between Jesus and Apollyon. It's a battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. It's a cosmic battle. It's a battle of huge proportions in which Christian now finds himself as a member of the kingdom of God. So if you're a Christian, if you believe in Jesus, you're justified by faith, you're a member of the kingdom of God, you can't be a conscientious objector. Right? You can't be what they called in the Second World War in Britain, conscience. Right? They objected to war. But you can't object to war in the Christian life. Whether you object or not, you are going to be attacked. Bunyan is very anxious for us to learn that and to see that we're involved in a real battle. And it's a battle, it's a spiritual battle. It's a battle of gigantic proportions. It's a battle that you see right in the opening pages of Scripture in Genesis chapter 3. And the seed of the woman that will eventually crush the head of Satan. That slithering serpent, snake in Genesis 3, in Revelation chapter 12, has grown into a great...